Through the process of examining these relics, I gained a greater sense of how the sports writing of the early 20th century influenced the lives of a generation of Americans, from writers such as Furman Bisher to U.S. Senator Richard B. Russell. I discovered how these tales have contributed to the negotiation of constructs about gender, nationality, and success. And I have even come to grips with how stories about this noble American game have shaped my family and myself. Ultimately, this is the story of two of the dead ball era's greatest heroes, the storytellers that helped make them, and the implications that their tales had for American culture. In part, it is also the chronicle of the rise and fall of the Gee Whiz School and its resurrection in a different form after the stark days of the Great Depression. But most of all, this study sheds light on what heroes such as Matthewson and Cobb meant to America in the early 20th century, and by extension, what they mean to us today. So now, in the words of Ring Lardner, one of the era's most famous sports writers, "Sit down here a while, kid, and I'll give you the dope on two of the biggest stars of the dead ball era and the men who crafted them."